latest team news from clubcall.com. Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we will start with the news that the club are reportedly ready to launch a £60 million bid to try and sign Chelsea star Willian. United boss Jose Mourinho is a huge fan of the Brazilian, having worked with him at Chelsea, and speculation has long suggested that he wants a reunion at Old Trafford. It was claimed over the weekend that a possible swap deal could be on the cards, involving once-away Red Star Anthony Martial, but United could push on regardless. Chelsea are thought to be leading Tottenham in the race to sign Martial, who's United value at £75 million. Much would depend on the future of Antonio Conte at Chelsea, but it appears that United are desperate to sign Willian, and he could soon join up with his international teammate Fred at Old Trafford. Moving on then into other news, and reports claim that United star Dean Henderson could be soon on his way out. The Bristol City, having tied up a deal for Marley Watkins on Friday, they're now looking for a goalkeeper, and Henderson, who renewed his contract at Manchester United to a 2-year deal, could be back out on loan with a new club, with Bristol City in the Championship leading the race. Moving on then, and Manchester United midfielder Paul Pogba believes he is the most criticised player in the world. Pogba has come under increased scrutiny this season after a disappointing campaign at Manchester United, despite some good performances in the campaign. He's featured for France in the 2-1 win over Australia on Saturday, played well in parts, but once again was booed by some section of the support. He'd been used to it at club level, and he told reports with Telefoods, "When I was little with my friends, we always used to take the mick out of each other, saying you were good and you were bad. I treat the criticism like it when I was playing. I never listen. It's funny, I went from the biggest transfer in the world to the most criticised player in the world." That's all then for the latest headlines. We will have more news later.